keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A 15-year-old in Salina now charged in the shooting death of a 14-year-old. It happened last Friday. A judge charged the teen on Tuesday with second-degree murder, criminal use of a weapon, and drug charges. The Saline County Commission rejects a proposed battery storage facility. The Planning Commission unanimously approved the permit for the facility in November. County commissioners voted to deny the permit, citing safety concerns. Kansas lawmakers file a new bill aimed at banning cell phones in your child's classrooms. The bill would apply to public and private schools accredited by the Kansas Department of Education, and it would prohibit students from using their phones during instructional time. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Come south of the tracks to see what all of your friends have been talking about at L&M Liquor in downtown Downs.
I'm Matt, and I come to L&M Liquor for the broad selection and great deals.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today. Daytime highs approaching 59. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of rain. Lows dip down to about 40. About an inch of snow Friday through Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 39.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour wrecker service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Monday, and he said, with Matt Nagy's contract running out, it doesn't matter who the Chiefs bring in at offensive coordinator. Things need to change at the top with play caller Andy Reid.
Their offensive problems, like, I do think Nagy should go. I think their attention to detail offensively, which is what he is responsible for, is disastrous week in and week out. But Andy's going to call the plays, no matter who's there. And it's going to be Andy's scheme. And if he doesn't revamp the way he runs the offense, none of this matters. They could bring in Kevin Stefanski, Eric Bieniemy, you name the guy, Vince Lombardi. None of it matters if Andy doesn't overhaul the way he runs the offense, the way the scheme works, And that's going to be the big challenge that he faces over the next 5 months or so.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Imagine one place where economic development, tourism, chamber services, and a connection with young professionals come together to drive growth and opportunity throughout the whole county. Welcome to Discover Mitchell County, a new collaboration that's launching in the new year, bringing together key organizations under one roof to serve our communities, organizations, and local businesses better. Visit discovermitchellcounty.com to learn more and invest in the future of Mitchell County. Come experience the adventure, history, and small-town charm that Mitchell County has to offer at Discover Mitchell County.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
There are 142 games for Kansas Girls Basketball Day. The featured games are by Kansas top-ranked teams, including number 1 Mays, South Wichita, Kansas at Hutchinson, number 2 Little River at Harrington, and Salina Central at number 3 Andover. In area games, Lincoln 4-1 travels to Flint Hills Christian 2-4, Western Plains 7-1 travels to Natoma 2-5, Tescott 3-3 at Pike Valley 4-4, Sylvan Lucas 3-2 at TMP Marion, and Hayes 3-2. Beloit takes their 5-1 record to Smith Center to play the Lady Red 3-2. Thunder Ridge 1-4 travels to Osborne tonight. Katy Country game of the week is Logan Palco 1-5 at Lakeside 1-2. Lakeside has not played a basketball game on the girls side for 3 weeks due to the Stockton girls not having basketball, and when the Highway 24 36 tournament was canceled on Saturday a couple of weeks ago, they did not play Kennington Thunder Ridge. Tonight they play a dangerous Logan Palco team. Scott Germark says they'll have to rebound because they have two really good posts, and Lakeside Lady Knights want to push the ball more the second half of the season.
Yeah, we just need to do what we need to do, and I mean, that's as far as rebounding, taking care of the ball, and we get Kaylee Audie back this second half, which will, as I've seen in practice, that will benefit all the girls out there on the floor. Tuesday, the Boss girls at 6-1, and like you said, the Delamont girl, we're gonna have to box them out and know where they're at all times on the floor, and rebound the ball well, and just really focus on those two and try to rebound, get out and run a little bit, and see what we can do on Tuesday.
On the boys' side, there are 155 games in the state of Kansas today. Featured games by Kansas top-ranked teams include number 2 Topeka West at Leavenworth, Concordia at number 3 Rock Creek in St. George, Kansas, and Goodland at number 4 Holcomb. Area games, Lincoln 1-4 travels to Flint Hills Christian 2-4, Western Plains 3-5 travels to Natoma 2-5, Tescott Boys 5-1 at Pike Valley Boys 1-6, Sylvan Lucas will travel to Hayes, Sylvan Lucas is 3-2, TMP Marion 2-3, Beloit Boys will travel to Smith Center, Beloit's 5-1, Smith Center's 0-5, Rock Hills Boys 4-4 will travel to Stockton 0-6, and the undefeated Thunder Ridge Boys 6-0 will travel to Osborne 0-7. Katy Country game of the week will feature the Logan Palco Boys 3-3 at the Lakeside Boys 2-3. Head Lakeside Boys coach Nick Schmidt says this week with tonight's game Logan Palco and Friday night's game with Pike Valley is two winnable games. His team must take care of the ball, rebound the ball, and allow Eli Schmidt to do what Eli Schmidt does. Schmidt averages 26.9 points per game, which is the second in the state, and also he's getting help from Liam Christians, who has averaged a double-double this season. Schmidt is excited for the second half of the season.
Very capable of coming away here with two wins, I believe. And I think it'll be a really good way to come out here in 2026 and hopefully build some confidence for our team. As far as the teams and themselves, I know Logan was a pretty solid squad last year. And I can't remember exactly I believe we lost that game last year. I couldn't tell you exactly for sure. And then Pike Valley, I believe that, like you said, they've struggled a little bit here and there in some of the games they've played this year, but I know they got the Reeves kid that's fairly quick and active, and they're probably a little disappointed with how their seasons went, but with a whole break to get prepared, I'm sure they'll be ready to go Friday.
The holidays are here. Stay healthy through the holidays by keeping up your fitness routine at the NCK Wellness Center. Whether it's group exercise, swimming, pickleball, racquetball, weightlifting, or walking, you can find a workout that you enjoy at the NCK Wellness Center. Finish up your holiday shopping by giving a gift of health. We have gift certificates available for any amount towards day passes, birthday parties, swim lessons, personal training, or membership. Join us this holiday season at the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit.
Did you know that wounds that don't heal within a few weeks may need specialized care? At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, their wound care team treats chronic wounds caused by diabetes, poor circulation, infections, or surgery. They use advanced therapies to promote healing, reduce pain, and prevent complications, so you don't have to travel far for expert treatment. If you or a loved one has a wound that just isn't healing, call Osborne County Memorial Hospital today. Healing starts here, close to home.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage.
In Beloit, contact Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor at 785-738-2551.
It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey, I'm Elijah at Kiva Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Winter driving season is here, and we've got some free services that we offer to help make sure you're ready to go. We will test antifreeze, test batteries, inspect tire pressure and tread, just to make sure that they're ready to go for you. And if you do need help with any of those things, we've got them on sale right now. We've got $100 off a set of four tires, $20 off an antifreeze flush, and free install on most batteries. So if you'd like us to take a look at any of those things for you and make sure you're ready to go, just let us know. You can find us online at KeeverBrothers.com or just south of the courthouse in Beloit.
Catch the conversations that keep you connected to local sports. It's Coach's Rewind on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3, where area coaches sit down and break down their teams, share insights, and talk the road ahead. Don't miss the stories behind the scoreboard. Coach's Rewind is brought to you by Agmark LLC, Jones Auto Repair, Cunningham Fiber, the Eye Care Center, Crears CarQuest Auto Parts in Beloit, Insurance Smart with Melissa Westbrook, and the Bank of Tescott. Stay in the know. Stay local. Coach's Rewind on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3.
It's time for Coach's Rewind on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. Join John Bowden as he sits down with area coaches to break down their last outing, talk highlights and challenges, and get you ready for the matchups ahead. From post-game reflections to previewing what's next, it's all right here on Coach's Rewind, your inside look at local sports straight from the coaches themselves.
And back on Coach's Rewind with KD Country 94.1, John Bowden with Coach Jason Wilson, double dual coach down there at Osborne High School. Coach, you went out to Hoxie on Friday. First of all, kind of a strange date, January 2nd, start the second half of the season, but boys lose 53-35, the girls lose 73-58. Start with the boys, you were up 32-20 and 32-31 at the half, and then scored 5 points in the second half, and Hoxie must have made them mad as they ran out and beat you 53-35, but got to be happy with the boys' effort in the first half, and that showed that you can compete with anybody.
You know, I think the biggest thing there is we've talked all year about, I mean, not the end result of winning and losing, but just what are we doing to get better? How are we going to get better every day? Knowing the lineup that we have is young and getting thrown to the wolves, we're putting them out there. Ultimately, we've played Hoxie twice now. The first time, you know, we didn't play at a high level defensively. We weren't engaged defensively the whole time. This time I thought we changed some things up, took a couple of their ball players out. And obviously for us, we shot the ball really well. I mean, we hit 5 threes in the first quarter, and we haven't done that all year long. So you know, we came out early. Preston Wagner got us with an offensive rebound, nice reverse layup. Tate hit his first couple shots, ended up hitting 3 threes. Zane Poor hit a shot. Donovan hit a runner there in the first, and we got up 19-11, which was nice, and then extended it to 30-20. So we were plus 10 going into the second half, and then kind of just hit a wall. They changed some things defensively. They didn't play with a shot clock, so we were able to stall a little bit more and be patient on the offensive end and save our legs. But it's something we've kind of talked about all year. Brian and I, we actually played our varsity kids in the JV game to get them some more minutes and opportunities to play some more minutes against guys that are, you know, against their age group, not so much just the senior junior group, and had some success there. And that's something we're going to continue to do. Just they need more court time. So that's what we're going to continue to do with them. And, you know, we're getting into the league play tonight, and our next three are going to be a dogfight on their end with Thunder Ridge tonight, and then Lincoln, and then St. John's Tipton on the following week. So, you know, all we can do is continue to get better, and that's what we're going to focus on.
I was going to say 0-7 means nothing except for on paper, and with a young team like this, you throw it out the window. But here comes Thunder Ridge 6-0 with an all-state player in Evan Slavik, who's averaging about 33 points a game and 18 rebounds. So how do you go about containing him and trying to keep set a goal for yourself to pick a number, 45, 50, or 60 points to try to shut Thunder Ridge down?
You know, I think the biggest thing is we're going to try to take him out of the equation defensively and force other kids to have to shoot the ball. I mean, we did that the other night, and obviously some kids stepped up and hit shots, but ultimately, you know, when you got a kid that's 6'4" and you don't have anyone on our roster that's that tall, we have to get creative. So we're going to do some things schematically that'll hopefully take him out of the equation, and then obviously we're going to have to box out, rebound, get the possessions, and then go counter on the offensive end.
Coach, on the girls' side, 3-3, lost 73-58 to Hoxie, which is a far cry from the 41-point loss you had earlier at the Purple and Gold Classic, but it was really a game of streaks. You guys would make a run, they'd make a run, they'd make a run, get up 10, you'd make a run, get be down by 3, and then finally pulled away.
Yeah, I mean, to correct you, we're 4-3. Nothing. I mean, you're not wrong too far off there, but we're 4-3 on the girls' side. And I think, you know, you look at our three losses. We've got Lynn, who's ranked in 1A Division 1, Division 2 runner-up last year. You got Hoxie, 7-0, and ranked in 2A. And they just they're really well-coached, and they do a good job, and they're aggressive, and they're full-court pressure. The first time we played them, we didn't handle the pressure very well. We had to come up some ways to maximize that. So we changed our press breaker. We changed some dynamics of what we were doing there. And I thought we did a really good job. Now, to start the game, it wasn't so hot. We were down 18-5, and with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, we got it to 20-20. So made a run, and I felt like we were the aggressors all night long. You know, the scoreboard showed that we got down 15, 16 points in times, but then we would battle it back, and kept going. We had some girls step up defensively, and Ashlyn Schultz and Gentry Reiner that denied the Mock and the Shippers girl, and we didn't let them go off like they did the last time. Last time, Mock hit 7 threes against us and had 27 points. She had 12 points, and that was in the third quarter when they went on their little run, and she hit 1 3 on us in the first quarter. The Cooper girl hit some shots because we left her open, and then the Ballman girl had a good game on the inside, but we still did a lot of things defensively that made her have to change what she's done. And, you know, obviously Levy Reiner coming out and hitting 30 points for the second game in a row was an added bonus for us. Gentry Reiner having 13 points in the first quarter. We need to maximize her ability and skills to score. But again, we're playing with two seniors and sophomores and freshmen there, and then some juniors. So again, a young team that's battling. You know, we're not going to see that kind of pressure that Lynn and Hoxie put on us in our league every night. So, you know, yeah, we're 4-3 right now, but the opportunity to do something really special is right there in front of us.
Coach Jason Wilson, Osborne boys and girls, best of luck tonight with Thunder Ridge, and then a couple of Northern Plains League games that are very winnable.
Thank you, sir.
Stay connected to the teams you love with Coaches Rewind on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. Hear our area coaches break down the games, share standout moments, and preview what's coming next. It's local sports straight from the people who know it best. Coaches Rewind is brought to you by Cantu Auto Repair, Wakanda Boats, Lakeside Auction and Consignments, Hometown Insurance in Tipton, Goheen and Slavic CPA, Farmway Credit Union, and Heineken Electric. Local sports, local voices, it's Coaches Rewind on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3.
It's the best country, KD Country 94.